This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
And it's a good morning to you.
Good morning
and
to you.
And especially to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, you know, because why? I'm thin. I'm rich.
And we're fabulous.
Fantastic.
The whole secret to the show, I'd like to tell you on this very important day, is that we're never that thin. We're never going to be that rich. But you know what? We always are that fabulous. That's how it works, actually.
You know what, Al? I think today you get a hall pass.
A hall pass for what?
You get to be as thin as you want to be, as rich as you want to be, and as fabulous as you want to be.
Yeah, well, it kind of happens.
Do you know why?
Because I'm the 4-1.
You are.
Woo! How cheesy.
Come on, he's blind. Don't mock it.
I must tell you, I did see him play for Madiba at Madiba's 85th birthday.
Did he see you? Yeah.
You're a bad okay.
Sorry, I know, I'm terrible.
My name is Alan Ford. This is Nathan Lowe. This is CliffCentral.com. We have such a great lineup for you. I can't even tell you. It always makes me so happy.
What makes you happy?
Thursday morning.
Great lineups.
And great lineups. That is true. Firstly, we're going to chat to, you know, last week we asked Daniel Barron.
Yes.
On his journey to Oer Tambo. And he was meeting his love. He wrote that beautiful song. Oh. I mean, that kind of flipped around the world.
Yes.
Speed of?
Speed of sound.
Speed of light.
Of light, you
light.
Fool.
Sorry.
Because he went there to
it's
Durban
a song,
to
so
the
it's
speed
confusing.
Of light. Okay, you got there.
Yeah.
And then I said to him, Daniel, come into studio. We said, come in, come on. And guess what he did? He came into studio. We're also going to speak to Brendan Van Rain, actor, Cathay Pacific, one of the best artists in this country, award-winning star, owner of Gate 69. We'll chat to him about what's happening there. We're also going to chat to Michael Richard, who is possibly one of the best actors in this country, award-winning actor, married to Louise Sinclair, and he is starring in Cape Town in a musical called Into the Woods.
Oh,
with sure,
love it
with a lineup that a cast that is unbelievable. I want to talk about dicks, big dicks.
That
seriously
is your favorite topic of conversation.
I tell you, Soho Sun surprises all the time.
Have you spent some time on a dick recently?
4 dicks, actually.
Sheepers.
No. A dick,
oh,
a dick.
One after the other, yeah.
No, man, it's like a sunset dick.
That's I know. Well, what were you saying?
I'm talking about that, and I'm going to tell you about what they did. And it was finding places in the city of Johannesburg. I want to make this clear. Because, you know, always we go somewhere else. We go to other cities. You want to go off to Cape Town or Durban or find that spot. And I tell you, there are 4 places in Joburg. There are many others, I would imagine, but I was privy to see them in Johannesburg, courtesy of Soho Sun, to go and see the Hyde Park Hotel, that beautiful deck that looked at the sunset as you looked towards, seriously, Magaliesburg. And then you go to 54th and Bath, and it's quite special, and you end up at Sant and Son, which is also just, wow. The point is, we don't look at our city and think that we appreciate it enough. And I want to tell you, I think Johannesburg is incredible. I love Cape Town, between both cities. But I love that. And we'll talk about that with their PR manager. Her name is Neo. We'll chat to her in a moment.
Neo. Yeah.
Deal with these fools.
What?
My love, deal with these fools. But I do want to tell you something that I'm happy that you mentioned today is my birthday. My name is Alan.
Am I the only one who remembered?
No, everyone remembers. Right. Please, I won't let them forget. Please, all this beauty, can you imagine? But you know, I've got to tell you, I'm so privileged because my father's also Alan Ford, so I'm named after him. And I've had the most blessed life humanly possible through my family and through being parented beautifully by my parents. And my dad is my mentor, and I love him. I see him every day when I'm in Johannesburg. And and I find him incredible. And then I came across one of South Africa's best actors, writers. He's on Scandal, and they love him, as 2 million people do. He was on so many soaps across the world on television. He's been in movies. But he has a show that is called Fun Vake at the Market Theatre. It's absolutely superb. But most importantly, he also heads up an NGO called the Fatherhood Foundation. And he's been married to his wife, Megan, for 25 years. And he's got five kids that range from the age of 22. And there's two Lhat Lama keys.
Wow.
Okay, and he's incredible.
Sure.
And Zane Mears is on the line. Sir, how are you? How else?
I am good. Alan, thank you for having me. I was also worried when you said Dex. I was listening and I thought, did he say Dex or something else?
Listen, the thing is that I just... You know, how can you handle it? Zane, first and foremost, thank you for joining us on the line as we open the show. I want to just tell you, your show at the Market Theatre, it got people raving. The reviews are superb. And I love the fact that that you wrote this for Chris van Wyk, your friend. And yes. I want to explain this in a space in Johannesburg where you were playing soccer and cricket on a field in a somewhat, let's say, for the sake of a word, coloured area, and a guy used to run past you, and one day he spoke with you about writing plays and doing things, and you're 17 years old, and you've turned into South Africa's one of our best actors, writers, producers. What an inspiration, and what you've done.
Yes, yes, yes. I wrote the play Van Wyk, the storyteller of Rivoli, as a tribute to Chris van Wyk, the famous poet and writer, humanitarian and freedom fighter. He's been dead 5 years this year, and I thought it was a wonderful way to just pay tribute to him. And, to you know, so many of our heroes, Alan, pass away, and we never get a chance to ever celebrate them. And they're not always people like Mandela or, you know, the big icons. It's people who make an everyday difference in everyday lives. Mm-hmm. That never get acknowledged. And this was just my way to say, hey, well, there was this guy called Chris. He wrote some amazing poetry. Some of it you know. He wrote some fantastic books that have been award-winning books throughout the world. And this was his life, and this was the guy that I knew. And so this is just my way to say, also, thank you to Chris for getting me onto this path of acting, as you just mentioned. I was in Matik, and we asked Chris to adapt one of his short stories into a play. And this was during apartheid years, 1983. And we then competed against some other white schools, which was quite a prestigious thing to do back then. And I won an award. And my teacher said to me, listen, you should think about pursuing this career, you know. So the following year, I didn't know what I was going to study at Wits University. And so I went and studied a BA in drama. So that's how it all started. So Chris and I... I've come a long way. You know, I played him in another play as well called Shirley Goodness and Mercy, written by Janice Onion. So there's been a bit of history and so on. And his sister was in my class as well. Mm. So there's a big connection. And I just love playing this role. I love playing, getting into especially the poetry. One of the reviews I got was they like the play and all of that kind of thing, but they wish that they could just sit there and just listen to this rich and wonderful poetry. So
Zane, we're going to have people singing songs and doing fun things, but I would love you to recite a piece of the poem from Chris van Wyk, please.
Well, it's a beautiful poem, one of my favorites. Well, there's a lot, quite a few of my favorites, but one of my favorites is a poem that he wrote for his friend Kaplan, who died at an early age. And it's about reading. Because Chris used to go to schools and encourage children as much as possible to read. He would visit at least a dozen schools a year for free, and he'd read stories to them and then encourage them to read. So this poem is called Candle, and it was dedicated to his friend Kaplan, and they didn't have electricity in their home. And Chris used to visit there a lot. And at night when they didn't have electricity, they would light these candles. So he wrote this poem right there in the kitchen. It goes like this. It says, read, brother, read. The wax is melting fast. The shadows become obdurate and mock pantomimes of you laughing through crude cement in silent stage whispers. Read, brother, read. Though the wax lies heaped in the saucer and the silhouettes of gloom grow longer. Read, brother, read. Only the wick shines red now, but it is not yet dark. Remember, brother, it is not yet dark.
Zane Mears, I must tell you... It's incredible stuff, and I'm so so happy. Please go and see this work. It ends on Sunday at the Market Theatre. We can catch you on Scandal. How many movies are out at the moment? I mean, you've done it all there. Seven Delon and Isidingo. You've done it all there.
and I'm still doing it. You know, an actor never retires. He just moves on from role to role.
So I want to just...
still going and... Yeah.
I want to give it a punt. The Fatherhood Foundation.
Yes.
This is about mentoring young people. And it's because I think we have fallen into a space, and maybe it's been a long time, that we live in a fatherless society,
yes,
due to many circumstances, circumstances like prison, circumstances like people that have to go away and migrate to for jobs, divorce, finding the next fix or the next chick, whatever, lots of stuff, abuse, death. You lost your father when you were 14, sir, who loved you, by the way, who was a complete wonderful dad. But
yeah.
A fatherless nation needs this type of foundation. Why?
Men have abdicated the role, and women are being forced to play a double role now. They're forced to play mothers and fathers. And I don't think that's fair on women. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were made that way or created to, or necessarily need to take up that responsibility. Some of them do it by choice. Others, most of them, don't do it by choice. And I believe that men have stepped back from this role, from their responsibilities, and they're just asking women to fill it. And I believe that that is something. And it's affecting all sorts of things: teenage pregnancy, gang violence, drug abuse. All of those things are due to the fact that men are absent in their homes. I know that the traditional family is no longer traditional family. The very landscape of family has changed over the years. But still, we cannot deny the influence and the impact that a father figure makes in a child's life. And this has been my mission for the last 12 years, going around the country, all 9 provinces, spoken to over 1 million people on the importance of getting men to just step up, firstly in home, then in society, and making a difference in their children's lives. And in children's, and let me say, fatherhood is not it's not biological. Yeah.
You're a power, my brother. You're a power person. I keep forgetting you're on my cell phone, and you can hear me speaking when I turn the microphone off. Zain, I wish you the best. Can we help you? What do we do?
Well, you know, the Fathers Foundation is an NGO, and as you know, NGOs do the work that government does, and we get very little support, I must say, from government, and I'm not shy to say that on air. So we rely on businesses and the goodwill of people and so on. If anybody would like to help us in any way that they can, you know, whether it's materials or funding or whatever, the Fatherhood Foundation is in desperate need as we're going to schools and different places. We have camps and all sorts of stuff to get young men, especially, to understand when they grow up, they don't have to become the fathers that their fathers were. So any support that they can contact us. And our website, it's www.ffsa. FFSA is Fatherhood Foundation South Africa .org.za. Or Alan, if you want to, you can let the people know my number, and they can WhatsApp me or call me.
Yeah, or get hold of us. Zain Mears.
I appreciate it.
Thank
Alan
you,
Ford.
My friend. And
you're a mensch.
Oh, please, you old thing. Look at yourself. I mean, you've got 5 children and a wife. They're all driving you nuts. And you've got your show.
I am insane.
And it's at the Market Theatre. It's the most wonderful show. It's a beautiful production. Please don't miss it. It ends this Sunday. Or catch him on a Scandal. I mean, it's on ETV. Zain Mears, thank you, my brother. Bless you.
Thank you, Alan.
www.ffa.africa.org.za. Fatherhood Foundation Africa. It's excellent. Huh?
Fantastic. That is such an important thing.
But yeah. I wanted to open with that impact.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I know.
And I kind of feel like you need an announcement now, like that you're a father.
Ba-ba-da-ba. No, I'm not actually.
Oh, okay, well, that was a dumb.
I want to be a good husband to begin with.
It would have been nice. Yeah?
So I've got to tell you, we're going to discuss the most incredible stuff that Soga San is doing. We're going to chat with Michael Richard from Into the Woods. We're going to chat to Brendan Van Rijn, who's won numerous awards. But in studio, we have Daniel Barron. Dan the man.
How's it going, Alan?
How you doing?
Excellent.
We haven't met in person.
No, we haven't.
Do you know how to dig your stuff?
Thank you so much.
We both. You've met in person. But I like. Thank you for last week. I thought it was quite incredible.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah. And you know what we do before generally before 9:30 in the morning?
What do you
get
do?
Someone to sing something. Okay. So cool. Now, what do you got prepped?
So I thought I'd open up with one of my own songs. It's a song that most people around the country probably know. It's called Children of the Sun.
Cool. Love it.
One of my faves.
Lovely.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Barron here on cliffcentral.com.
We are forever young. In vain we run from the night, dreaming of Avalon. We're staring at the sky. We are children of the sun. We stay forever young. Our light is burning brighter than the wicked things that we have done. But now love has begun. We are still the children of the sun. Children of the sun. We are forever young. We're walking on beams of light. Stars are becoming one. We sing, 'cause we are alive. Yeah, we are children of the sun. We stay forever young. A light is burning brighter than the wicked things that we have done. Now love has begun. We are still the children of the sun. Hold on, yeah. Hold on, yeah. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, yeah. Hold on, yeah. Hold on, hold on. We are children of the sun. We stay forever young. The lights are burning brighter than the wicked things that we have done. Now love has begun. We are still the children of the sun.
Daniel Barron, wow. Sir.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank
you. Thanks very much.
People say, like, play a song. Play a song.
Yeah, you always say that to everyone.
Everybody sings.
Sing me a song. Play me a song. Juggle.
Come,
juggle.
Let's go.
Clap, monkey, clap.
We the jesters.
No, Daniel. My darling. No jester does that, my friend.
Cool. Thank you, man. Thanks.
Superb. Alan. Beautiful stuff. And thank you, because it's so appropriate to what Zane was speaking about.
No, exactly.
Beautiful a country that is not fatherless. We could get there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of kids. But you know, all we can do is mentor one another. Best we can be.
And the studio version of that song has a children's choir on it that is so moving. I remember the first time I heard it on radio. I know exactly where I was on Malibongwe when I heard
really?
It for the first
really?
Time.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I was blown away by it.
One and only really cool. In-studio singer, songwriter, Daniel Barron. Thank you for coming,
such
friend.
Such a pleasure.
Wow, it's a
don't you want though. Daniel to tell you his romantic story now? Well, I want to know what happened when he got to Cape Town.
To Durban. He was not
Durban.
What's wrong with you? He's going to Durban. Don't you listen?
No. You said, told me you
okay, wait, hold on. While you just catch up with yourself, let me just get into the woods. Now, hold on. Firstly, Michael Richard has got to be one of the best actors in this country. He's award-winning. Okay, his wife is the magnificent Louise Sinclair, who took 94.7 by storm. And I remember doing traffic on 702 while Louise was doing traffic on Highfield Stereo 20 years ago. But this man has is beyond. And they're in Cape Town, and they're going to come up to Johannesburg with a show that, if you haven't seen it yet and you are in the Western Cape, get to see it. It's Into the Woods. It's Stephen Stead's magnificent production that came from Durban, actually. And Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What a beautiful production, and I mean, what a cost.
Yeah, it's an amazing cast. We've got Kate Normington, we've got Zach Hendricks, we've got Earl Gregory, we've got some lovely, talented people from Durban who were in the original production of Stephen's Into the Woods. And we're here in Cape Town, and it's going very well. They're loving it, which is great.
What is one of the you know, when you get into a musical like this, and you've seen the film adaptation with the Meryl Streep and the likes, it's quite a special piece, is it not?
Yeah, you know, Into the Woods it was written quite a long time ago. It was written in the 80s, 87, I think, Sondheim wrote it. And it's I mean, for people who haven't seen the movie and don't know what it's about, it's basically a cautionary tale for adults. It's about, be careful about what you wish for, because the play begins and ends with the words "I wish," and everybody in the play is based on characters from the fairy tales, Brothers Grimm and the other fairy tales. And you've got Jack and the Beanstalk, you've got Little Red Riding Hood, you've got Cinderella, you've got Rapunzel, and the new characters, the baker and his wife, who are childless and who wish for a child. And the witch said to them, if they want the child, they've got to get certain things from the forest, from the woods. They all go into the woods. And the whole parallel thing is about life, is we all go into the woods at some stage of our lives. And the woods is life. It is what happens to us. And in the first act of this play, everybody almost gets everything they wanted, almost like ends happily ever after. And the second half begins in exactly the same way as the first half begins, except now life takes over and they've got what they wish. And now what do you do with what you've wished for and what happens to you? That's kind of the thing of the play. So, you know, in the movie, some of the themes, because it was a Disney movie, some of the themes weren't kind of explored, because it actually gets very dark in the second act of this play. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're speaking to Nathan here. I love the part with the wolf. There's a lot of very dark undertones with the wolf.
Yeah.
The way he stalks.
The whole sexual influences of the wolf and Little Red Riding Hood, who, once she's experienced the wolf, it actually changes. You know, she goes from wearing this little lovely little red cape, etc., and the second act, she's actually wearing wolf skins and carrying a knife. She's become almost like steampunk, you know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Amazing.
Michael, the show is we're going to have the cast in the studio. I hope you will join us. We can't wait to have you and Kate Normington, Zach, and all the magical people that perform in that production. But I just wanted to say that this is why I wanted to give it a punt. It's in Cape Town. There's so much magic happening around this country. Do me a favor, go and see the show.
Excellent. I endorse that.
Michael Richard, thank you very much. I'll see you in studio soon. We're going to have so much fun.
Okay, Alan, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. And, of course, Into the Woods is happening in Cape Town at the wonderful, wonderful, and I must tell you, it's the Theatre on the Bay? It's part of Peter Turin stuff. It's just excellent. So please get your bums into those seats.
Would you like a snippet?
Yes.
Let's have a snippet. Let's have a snippet. This is Little Red Riding Hood going into the woods.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice, but he seemed so nice. And he showed me things, many beautiful things that I hadn't thought to explore. They were off my path, so I never had dared. I had been so careful, I never had cared. And he made me feel excited, well, excited and scared. When he said, come in, with that sickening grin, how could I know what was in store? once his teeth were bared, though I really got scared. Well, excited and scared.
Well.
But he drew me.
Isn't that, that's awesome.
Dark. A little naughty. Yeah.
Well, but you know, it's important to explore. Especially, remember, most stories are written by adults. And so when you hear fairy tales, they come from an adult point of view. And that's why Walt Disney captured it, but it was to communicate a story.
Mm, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And so,
yeah, but I'm so excited for this. I can't wait to get here. Yeah,
Kate Norwood. Yeah,
it's coming here next. Hey.
It's coming to
Monty. Yes,
it's coming to Monty. It's coming to Peter Turin. So great to have them on the line. Now, before we get to Neo Mboniswa, okay, who's the PR manager for Tsoga-san? We love Tsoga-san because I must tell you, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I must say, certain other sons used to take us on these media trips and get surprised and the most wonderful things that actually happen in life. And we went, a whole bunch of media and a couple of like well-known humans, whatever you want to call this. And we went to find places in Johannesburg, these beautiful decks, and ultimately places that you don't realize exist. Not that you don't realize exist. Is that like... Where are we going to propose to our girlfriends? Or where are we going for Valentine's Day? Mm. Or where are we going to have a drink? Or where can we just take a time out and actually... I fly to Cape Town once a week. But I want to take my man somewhere. That's exactly what... And I'm so happy you took us to four very special spots in Johannesburg. And I want to do this because... Unless other people can show me more places like this. And this is not a punt because of Soma. It's because I was so impressed. I was blown away. 54 in Bath to go play croquet.
Was that your favorite deck?
It is my favorite deck. I promise you.
54 in Bath. I'm writing this down.
Seriously?
Champagne bar.
They had this little, they bring a cart.
And we walked out and there was that Perrier Jouet cart. Just glasses of bubbly waiting
And those big, proper... Marie Antoinette, you know, they named that shape of the glass, the size of her boobs. That's exactly where it comes from. It's called the Marie Antoinette.
You know those champagne glasses come straight from France.
Which I love.
Of course.
I love the croquet. I didn't know how it worked, but I was trying to hit the ball.
It just a pleasant surprise?
I loved but it's not that you just go there for that. It's there.
It's there, yes.
And it's in the middle of Rosemary.
It's part of the daily experience.
Which is incredible. Love that. And then people say about Sant and Son, and I'm not being funny, but they light those fires. And while the buildings are all around you, it's an intimate space.
Yeah, and you actually forget that you are in Santa.
In Santa.
I mean, that gorgeous African design, those long tables. And for me, what I love about the sand deck is that it offers for different settings. We've got the little pods for a romantic dinner. Mm. You know, if you just want to stare lovingly into your partner's eyes, the beautiful sunset. We've got the long tables for the family dinners or the friends' dinners, the big groups. And then we've got the little more intimate spaces. If it's just a group of you, there's like four or two of you. And the fire pits. That, for me, is my favorite.
I love the fire pits.
When the lights go on and the fire goes on.
Hot as hell. Hot as hell. A fire that lights you.
You just like, bring it on.
You know Daniel Barron?
Mm.
Do you know this man? He sings beautiful.
I heard. Listen,
won awards and like that. He's like the best. You know? He won all of this stuff. Okay, and he met a lovely girl from KwaZulu Natal. Okay.
I'm going to take her there to that.
Now's going to set it up for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
So can I ask you something?
Perfectly romantic experience, one she will never forget.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you something.
Sounds lovely.
So now, when you see Mr. Barron, this lovely lass, come walk into these lovely settings. What song besides the song you wrote for her, what is one of your greatest love songs, commercial love songs that you've heard?
Okay. It's one of my all-time favorite songs. I've got like this, I think this obsession with the 80s, like rock and rock, like the 80s rock star, you know? Mm. And there were a lot of these guys that, you know, they were just like larger than life when they stepped onto the stage. Mm. And there's this song called Faithfully by a rock band called Journey.
Oh, I love it.
And
love it.
This guy, I mean, he's one of the greatest voices of all time. His name's Steve Perry. And his, although he was like this cool rock star dude, the song is about traveling the world, touring the world, but still remaining faithful to his one and only. And that to me is, it's really powerful. And he speaks about him being, you know, this music man that's like traveling around and he just misses the one that he loves. And I don't know, it's a song that stayed with me always. And it will always stay with me. And it's something that a lot of people say, if you could cover a tune, that would be it. Because I've never released a cover version of anything before. So, yeah.
So I'm going to throw this out.
Do you want to hear it?
To my love and to your love, Noah, to your lovely husband. Yes. Throw it out there. What's his name?
Mo. Monwabisi.
Monwabisi.
Yes.
To Jockey.
I'm a spinster.
To your mother. And to your love in KwaZulu-Natal. And let me tell you what you're going to do.
Yes.
Because you're going to play this.
Yes.
Listen to me, Dan. Noah is going to give you a night in one of the special spots for you, the two of you, to love each other.
Really?
Yeah. It's done. Yeah. It's
so son.
Oh, wow.
Give it to us.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing.
The one and only Daniel Barron.
I wonder if she's listening. I think she might actually be listening.
Dory, you can send her the link later.
Can we send
her
the
link? I was about to say, there's no way she's going to miss it.
So, this Juanita, this one's for
Juanita.
You.
Juanita, ooh, yeah. I love her.
Into the midnight sun, wheels go round and round, you're on my mind. Restless heart, sleep alone tonight, sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family, but right down the line it's been you and me. And loving a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh girl, you stand by me, I'm forever yours, faithfully. A circus life under the big top world. We all need the clouds to make us smile. Through space and time, always another show. Wonder where I am, lost without you. And being a part, I'm forever yours, faithfully.
And you're not gonna get that. Is what you do in the studio.
I mean, Daniel Juanita.
Daniel Barron, Juanita. To your Mo.
I mean,
is she the one?
Shock.
Listen,
Danny, I love you, but you come here all the time. I like you.
Thank you.
I'm Lebanese. I'm old. I'm 41. I can, you just come. You can.
Yeah. Really? Are you Lebanese?
Yes.
I've got a bit of Leb blood in me.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? From you? Who's your mother? Who's your father? From
my mother's side. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a bit, and in fact, my great grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Great grandfather actually came from Lebanon. He got on a ship. He was a stowaway. He came to.
That's what we all got. That's what we all got. Yeah.
There we go.
To invade the land.
There we go.
Were you guys all stowaways?
So, but okay. So, whoa. We've got to do this. Okay, come on, Daniel Barron. Hold a second. Hold on. Your mother. Who? Yes. What? What's the surname? Rahmi.
Okay. So no. It's it comes from. It's the surname is Sanin. Sanin.
Sanin.
Yeah.
Sanin.
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 No, man, not Sanin.
Oh. How you said it.
I love it, Habibi. Please, we must get you to church. What's wrong with you?
No, I go to church.
Yeah. I love him. Daniel, we're going to sing in the choir. I love it. Daniel. Okay. And he's got Lebanese blood. Can you not see?
I mean, I see it.
We all got that blood.
Every single one of us. Because I also have Lebanese blood. Of course,
we came from the Holy Land. What are you talking about?
There we go.
The Israelis, the Lebanese next to each other. We saw each other. Jesus walked there. Don't worry, it's like 2000 and whatever. 19 years ago.
There we go.
Great things happen.
I'm feeling a bit left out here. I feel like I don't have any Leb blood in me. I've never wanted to fight anyone.
That's not what we're talking about. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. You know, he's so silly.
Is that a Lebanese thing? Because I didn't understand what the
Shaka
boom,
Zulu,
boom.
You fool.
So, how silly. Alan, tell me, why did you leave Nathan behind when you joined us on the decks of Tsohoto?
Yeah, and I was wondering why I was left behind.
Do
Alan,
tell me.
Why was I not invited?
Because I wanted all the attention.
Oh.
I'm shocking.
Oh, you are.
No.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I've got to tell you something. Is that I love... The thing is that it was such a pleasure to get the invitation, and you know what? It's quite a privilege, and a lot of people invite other people along, and that wasn't the point. The point was to enjoy the experience and to actually, and most importantly, not that you weren't invited, because you'll be invited to all of Soccer Sun stuff, but
sure, Alan is digging
he's
deep
backpedaling. Yeah. No, to be fair, I actually was very busy yesterday. I didn't even tell you.
Wasn't
in the
yesterday?
Of the show.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
It was before
it was
Valentine's. No.
Oh, well then I'm quite.
Work with me, Nathan.
No, then I'm still hurt. But can I tell you about my day yesterday, quickly? Yeah,
tell me about your day.
I had a really exciting day. So RADA Inspire. Mm-hmm. We've had JP in the studio before talking about RADA. It's rape, mm-hmm. alcohol, drug abuse, and they did this thing where I posted a thing about taxis hacking me off in the traffic the other morning, and they said please come along and do this thing. It's a taxi dash. And what we did, we started in Randburg. They gave us an envelope with a destination and some money, and we had to take taxis on their routes. We were not allowed to bribe them to take us any further. You know, we had to go follow the taxi routes to a secret location where we got another envelope.
It
was
like
an amazing race. We went bungee jumping at just opposite Monte Cassino there at the Sky Bar. It was so exciting.
And I want to tell you something. The day, that's exactly what happened.
That is exactly what we did.
But we did the similar thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were at the RADA event that same night. So you were there that day. Remember, I spoke to you, and you were going there, and I was going,
you were going there.
There. You remember, because we spoke about this.
Yeah.
So don't think I left you in the lurch. We just had other duties and things to do. But I love that.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And it really like gave you a different sense of seeing how taxi drivers work and how commuters feel and how hard it is to actually catch a taxi. You know how much walking I did? 8Ks.
I've got to tell you a small little story, because this just shows you something. 20 years ago, I did the traffic from the helicopter on 702, Aki, the eye in the sky.
Aki Anastasu.
Yeah, correct. And they grounded the helicopter because 702 at that time didn't have enough finance at that particular time. Gareth was taking over breakfast show. Rena Broomberg was in charge, the owners of CliffCentral.com. And what we decided to do was do traffic from the ground. And so we used all the news cars, and they dropped me in Soweto, outside Dr. Tani Minga's rooms at the outside Chris Harney Baron Granith, and we're talking about 20 years ago, and we just rode taxis, and it was R2 to get from here to there, and it was really an incredible experience, and I was eating meat at the time, so I learned how to eat
scorp
quarters. No, man, the proper, what's it called? The walkie-talkie. And chicken feet. And But no, there was so much. It was a great experience. And you know what? It's true. And that's why when a taxi jumps past you and you get aggravated, and it does happen in your car, it doesn't matter who you are, and they are breaking the law, and that's not, we're not going to do that. But think about a person that wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning to walk from Dobsonville to get somehow to that Chris, the taxi rank, the main rank outside the hospital, to get somewhere, let's say in Sandton, to then walk to work, to be there by 8 o'clock, and if they're 15 minutes late, some bitch, for the sake of a better word, goes, "Why are you late?" And you get a warning, a written warning now, because you know, you've always late. Well, I want to tell you, bitch, shut the up. I'm 41 years old and I can say it. This is cliffcentral.com, and guess what? If you ain't saying it now, you're never gonna. So this is thank you for joining us. Sorry, Nayo, let's go back to the decks.
Please,
the beautiful, okay. And then of course Hyde Park, excellent.
Yes. Southern Sun, Hyde Park.
Another one.
I've done that deck.
Listen, at this point, I think everybody has done that deck because it is so gorgeous. I mean, the beautiful view, the panoramic views, the sophisticated setting, the vibe. On Fridays, there's a Friday Sundowner session. We've got DJs who play from 4:30.
Which is cool.
And that is when you really get to experience Southern Sun Hyde Park. I mean, Southern Sun Hyde Park was voted the best Sundowner spot by the public in the Best of Joburg Awards. That is how
that is really cool.
Popular and amazing
I've
it is.
I've been there a few times.
Have
it's lovely.
You?
Yeah.
How amazing is the tapas menu at Island Bar?
It's beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
I love it. Like, divine cocktails, the tapas menu.
The wine selection ain't bad either.
The vibe, the music, the service.
Now, you're a communications guru of note. I want Daniel to play on these decks.
Oh, I'd love to.
I
do
want
a
Nathan
gig
to also. I want these That'd guys cool. to.
You know which deck Daniel would be perfect for?
Tell me.
The Punchinello's deck at Southern Sun Monte Casino.
I love it.
I mean, remember when we were there, the beautiful infinity pool, the swans in the background.
Yeah, I've actually played
we
there.
We had
it's
the guitarist.
It's a pink hotel, yeah. It's set up. And it's and I want to tell you.
Gorgeous.
I'm not just trying to punt.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that I used that spot to do an interview with Rita Reko on my show for Anadanga. Okay. And the show goes out tonight, actually, with Rita. Ridi Tlabi.
Yes.
Tarek was her maiden name.
Yes.
And we did it on that deck, and it's the one of the it's the weirdest, like little, I feel like I'm sitting in a pond.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're in Joburg. It is so amazing. I mean, it's got the perfect blend of style and old world Venetian charm. Just for me, I just love it. You feel like you're in the wilderness somewhere. Daniel, that is your deck.
Lovely.
You need to come with your
keyboard.
Yeah, everybody's got to come with something.
With your swag.
Cool.
And that awesome Journey song that you just played now. The waterfall there, the water,
lovely.
The swans, the food.
The Punchinello.
Punchinello.
Where is that? Where exactly? Where do we find it?
It's in Monte Cassino.
Inside Monte Cassino.
No, do you know that by the pivot?
The other side on the left.
The pink one.
Yes,
the pink one.
Yes,
the pink
I know
one.
It.
Lovely.
It well.
Lovely. Excellent.
I'll visit.
It's
but,
gorgeous.
But I just want to say that is so cool. But I want to just throw a few things out there. Is that there? If you don't look for places, you can't find them.
Yes.
If you're going to be stuck, and no disrespect, in a parking lot, you're going to be stuck in a parking lot. And you go, oh, I hate Joburg, I've got to go to Cape Town. Goes back to that woman I was talking about that spoke like that cuck. Okay, I'm dead serious. No, but you're going to do that.
Mm.
Oh, we're going to eat the same place. And I'm like, oh, we're all going to the... Guys, I mean, you look at the same parking lots. I mean, it's a bit stupid. Yeah.
And that's why we thought of doing this Decks of Tsoho event with you guys. Just, we wanted to show people the variety of hidden gems that are within Johannesburg, that there's just so much beauty right at your doorstep and so much to do, so much to experience. I mean, all the decks that we visited, each one of them has got a unique and distinct offering. The design, the views, the music, the location. I mean, they make for a perfect setting for celebrations, for drinks with the guys and girls, for romance.
Now, I wanted to say this, that what I'm saying is often we look for greener pastures and we find that there's nothing to do. Okay? And that's the problem. Often the problem becomes that we have to go to the sea. Now, this radio show goes not only across South Africa, but across the world. Mm. But you just, you don't need to see.
No.
Do you know the saying, going through the fire? You just need to go through the fire pits, and then you will find these little gems.
I agree. Now, listen, I wanted you to sing me something, Necker.
Oh, jeepers.
It's my party, and I cry. Now, I want you to sing, baby. What are you going to sing?
Only because it's your birthday, Al.
Dan, you can help. Just, you got to back him up.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah,
jeepers. Okay, now I have to push buttons and do things. All right.
Am I going to be the backup girl?
No, yes. Everyone's going to sing. Okay, so this is The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe here on cliffcentral.com. And this is a great hour of fun and music and beauty. And we celebrate this beautiful month of February, the month of love. Let's go, baby. Ooh, I'm so excited. Go, Nathan Rowe.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, and the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Come, Danny, help us out.
You're lovely,
lovely.
With your
smile so warm.
There you go.
And your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight.
Let's go. With every word, your tenderness grows, breaking my fears apart. Oh, and that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. You're lovely, so never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Please, can you arrange it? Cause I love you and the way you look tonight.
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 Nay, one back in.
And the way you look tonight.
Daniel, this is not a fun show.
This is cool.
You even got me to sing.
I know now.
Yeah,
in the studio, the one and only Daniel Barron, singer, crooner, songwriter. Ah, just it's just so awesome. And the one and only Naya Mbunz.
Yeah, you almost you got it
earlier.
And of course, we had Zane Mears on the line. We've had Michael Richard on the line. On the line right now, the one and only Brendan Van Rain, Kathy specific, the owner, the lead star with two of the most fabulous artists in this country, the three of them, the Trolley Dollies. Brendan Van Rain, welcome to the show. Award-winning actor. How are you doing, B?
Good morning, Alan Ford, and happy birthday.
Hello, babyface. We're 41 together.
Yes, same age.
Today, we're the same. You, Gareth, and I. Sure. I don't know what happened. One is
41 and fabulous.
One is seven foot tall and has hands longer than, I don't know. The other one's blonde and pretty, and I'm just so beautifully well-rounded, honey. I'm so well-rounded with the best natural eyelashes. You got to stick them on.
I've got to stick them on, quite right.
I want to tell you, Gate 69 is, Cape Town is rocking and rolling through Gate 69. Your Three Little Pigs pantomime, just rave reviews. I can see already we've heard about the Fleur de Cups, the awards are coming in. You've won so many yourself within the ladies Thank and you. The Fleur de Cups. But Thank you've you. Got an international actor, and we're going to get him on soon. Kerry Dupree, the best drag artist in the world, is yes, in South Africa.
Correct, correct. Kerry's with us, one of the UK's most celebrated female impersonators.
He's female
with us for the second time round. Yeah, he was with us last year for 3 weeks. This time we've doubled his stay with us because he sold out last year, selling out this year. And absolutely an absolute magician in heels.
Do you know that I read a review. Barry Humphries, who plays Dame Edna Everett, says yes. No one can beat him. But no. Kerry Dupree. Seriously.
Absolutely. Kerry is the best Dame Edna Everage in person. It's unbelievable.
In the world. In the world.
I can watch 10 hours of it. It's incredible. Incredible. If you sit in the first two rows,
you're in trouble.
You're not going to leave untouched.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Brendan Van Rain, I'm so proud of what you've done with Gate 69. It's a dinner theater. It is beautiful. The food, the service, the performances, the acts, the best in town. It opened with a show called, and no one can forget this, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Paul Dettoy and Jenna won all the awards. It's the best pro. It's really, your lineup is superb.
Thank you.
And so I just want to say a shout out to Gate 69. How do people book for Gate 69?
Absolutely easy. One of two ways. You can call us on 021-035-1627. And one of my incredibly friendly staff will take your booking. Or you can go to the website, which is www.gate69.co.za.
I want to say excitingly, Brendan, I'm so excited that this year we have a surprise for the South African audiences, because we're taking Gate 69, you, your incredible team, into a talk show.
So, yes, exciting stuff coming.
Okay, it's beeping on my phone. It's not yours, but I promise you, there's some. So we've got Klitz met Kathy. It's coming on CakeNet. It's happening this year. It's going to be incredible, and I'm so privileged to be the consulting producer on it. And
thank you.
My day job is to actually make television shows. But yeah, I love it. Yes. Thank you, Brendan Van Rain. Don't miss Gate 69. If you can't find it, it's called TripAdvisor. It's just use your brain. Come on. I mean, and otherwise, get a hold of us. That's how you do it. CliffCentral.com. That's how we work. Brendan, bless you. Cheers, brother.
Thanks, Alan. Cheers.
Cheers. Sure. I'm sorry. It's my birthday. So everyone's phoning me.
Is everyone phoning you on your phone?
No, I don't know how to end all the calls. So, beep, beep, beep.
Just the red buttons then.
So, yeah, this has been an incredible show. Now, again, Sokosan, lots of specials. I want to say this because it's not to punt. There's no endorsement. It's just because if you want to find something special, do it. Go online. Check it out.
Sokosan.com.
It's so simple. And can I tell you something? If you really want to find something special, pick up a telephone, phone the hotel directly.
Yes.
Someone will help you. Reservation, say, ask for a special. Do you have an open bed? We'll fill it.
We would definitely.
It goes to everyone in the public. That's a secret to South African travel, by the way, if you've got to do it. I want to just thank Zane Mears. Do not forget www.ffa.africa.org.za. And that's, it's a great organization. Michael Richards, Into the Woods, is coming too. It's on at the Theatre on the Bay. It's coming into to Johannesburg. And the one and only Daniel Barron's with us in the studio. So Dan, the man, we've got a couple of minutes left. What are we going to play out with?
That's a good, great question.
Because Dan, okay, so first we've got to do something here. So have you got your phone with you?
My phone?
Yes, because we've got that.
Oh, yeah.
The Anthem Project.
I have my phone.
Put it, because you've got to film this.
Yes.
So now, the Anthem Project is quite incredible. So I just think, what is your favorite part of the Anthem?
I don't really have a favorite part of it, but like I love the whole thing.
Let's honor our country. I love this country. I'm here. Do you want to go with it from the beginning?
Yeah, let's go.
Can you play it?
I can sing it a cappella, I think.
Yeah,
but,
good.
Yeah, the chord changes. I don't want to do what that dude did. What did he
shame? It doesn't matter. He's a lovely performer.
No, he's lovely. Yeah.
Sugar man.
No, but let's go. But that's what I'm saying. The chord changes are quite tricky. So let's do this. Just get a key.
But you got to film it.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that's the whole point.
He's so charismatic. I just was lost in his performance.
All right. Nkosi sikelele Afrika Maluvaganisu ponduwayo Izwaye mitanda zoetu Nkosi sikelela Tina lusapulwayo O fedis wedding dwene matsweni su o sibuluke u sibuluke si chabasa Yesu si chabasa South Africa.
And we're going to hold the note right there because we're going to get other people to do it along the journey.
Yeah, let's do it. Cool.
Okay, my favorite part is Morena Boluko si chabasa Yesu. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I love that part as well. Yeah,
that's
lovely. It's like the Busta Rhymes part of the
okay, but we've got so much stuff to do with
it's
the
like
anthem.
Sickle, and then it's like everybody step into the club and come and shut all.
Love it. That's how you bring it all together, guys. Thank you for coming into studio. I just want to thank you.
Thank
it is
you.
A great, beautiful day. Please love one another. Be kind and. And, you know, here's the thing. The Anthem Project is superb. Go to Media 24, submit. It's R1 million. If your choir, your group wins or you win it, and it's split by three people and it goes to your favorite charity. Give back today. Give a man a cent. Give someone some hope and blow a kiss. At least wave. It's good. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Unview, where we're always the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. We can't always work it out, but it's perfect. Nathan, I love you. Eh?
Here's a fabulous song for you to play out for your birthday.
Oh, Lord.
Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.